everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to one of the top scorers in the Ontario Hockey League as we move into the month of November, and also look back at the top players on and off the ice for October. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is goaltender Troy Timpano of the Erie Otters. He posted a 2-0 record and a 1.00 goals against average, including a shutout victory in a pair of games last weekend. He made a total of 51 saves in wins over the Barrie Colts and the Saginaw Spirit. The 18-year-old from Pickering, now in his fourth season in the OHL, and looking to help the Otters to another strong season and potentially long playoff run. Speaking of teams looking to make some noise in the Western Conference, how about the Flint Firebirds? They're right in the thick of things in what is a very tight Western Conference already this season. Ryan Moore is a veteran of the Firebirds, and he's picked up 24 points through 16 games so far this season, right now 6th in the Ontario Hockey League in scoring. We caught up before this weekend's action to chat about the first portion of the season. With Ryan Moore, the Flint Firebirds, and Ryan, let's talk about this first 16, 17 games of the season. You guys probably find yourselves in quite a battle already in the Western Conference. Give me the feeling around the team right now, the way the first month or so of the season has gone.
Yeah, like you said, we're right in the hunt here in the Western Conference. We've turned some heads here, and a lot of people, probably wrote us off at the start of the season, but I'm really proud of this group and, how we've worked. And it's just such a hard conference. You just got to take every game, hard, and you can't take nights off here.
You guys, with your record coming into this week's play, I'm looking across, and if you were over in the Eastern Conference, you'd be almost at the top of the list. Is it fine when you're playing Western Conference teams? It doesn't matter who it is. It's a battle every night.
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely looked at that myself, where we are in points right now, we'd definitely be in the top over there in the East. But, that's something that we can't control. All we can control is like you said, playing every night and trying to win those Western Conference games, especially the division games like Sag or Windsor. Those kind of games are really key for us to, get points off.
You touched it off the bat. Are you guys kind of using a bit of as a motivation? The fact is, as you said, maybe some teams might take you a little bit lightly and try to see, especially maybe early in the season, if you can sneak up on them and grab an extra 2 points here and there?
Absolutely. I think we always carry that, quiet swagger, that chip on our shoulder, people doubting us. And that's something we use as motivation. And, you read the critics and that stuff online, and, we try and use it to fuel our fire here.
24 points through your first 16 games. Why have things been going so well for Ryan Moore to start the year?
I think I had a good start. I came in this season knowing that I was going to have a big role. That was clear from the start. And, I've gotten a lot of help from, my teammates and the staff here, putting me in a position to produce. And I know that's my job, so that's what I'm going to try and keep doing here.
It seems like you and Nick Camano have built up quite a chemistry. You've been together now for a couple of years, but do you find with you and Nick out there, it seems like one of those situations where you can almost start to find each other without looking?
Yeah. Last year we played together for the most part of the year, and I think we had some great chemistry, and that carried over. Obviously, our first game, we both had, a big night, and that just kind of snowballed effect into, where we are right now. And it's important for us to, keep rolling and, not worry about that, and mostly just worry about getting 2 points for our team here.
Tell me about the relationship with Ryan Houlihan and Eric Wellwood coming in as coaches this season.
It's been great so far. I know Eric Wellwood, from Windsor a little bit, just playing there in my first couple of years. He's a local guy from there, so my relationship with him is great, and obviously I got a chance to, meet Ryan Houlihan in the summer, and he's been a great guy to relate to, and he's been an awesome coach so far to lead this team and hopefully get us some wins here.
Two guys that in terms of the two coaches that it wasn't that long ago, certainly I remember them playing in the OHL. Do you find it kind of helps them relate to you guys as somewhat players coaches have high expectations, but at the same time can relate to you guys pretty well?
Absolutely. That was the first thing that I noticed, me personally. When I met these guys, was that, I could really connect. They obviously, had their chance to play professionally, and, they know what it takes to get to that next level, and they know the teams in the league, they've played in the league, so It's been great so far. Just, you know, kind of get their feedback, and you know, they're always willing to, you know, step aside, do some video, or you know, help you after practice. So it's been great so far.
And we talked about your offensive numbers, but as one of the messages from those guys as well, that, you know, for everybody, whether you're forward, defenseman, anybody, you know, take care of both ends of the ice to really, you know, move forward, especially in this tight conference.
You know, I know I have to play a 200-foot game, especially if this team wants to win hockey games. So, you know, that's been stressed a lot, is that, you know, we're going to score goals, but we also need to take care of our own end. And big thing for us has been, you know, staying out of the penalty box and, you know, hopefully getting our special teams going right now.
That was Ryan Moore of the Flint Firebirds, one of the top 10 scorers in the Ontario Hockey League. Speaking of top scorers and top performers, let's talk about the top performers for the month of October in the Ontario Hockey League. The OHL Player of the Month, Taylor Radish of the Erie Otters, with 28 points over 12 games. The Defenseman of the Month, Matthew Henderson of the Flint Firebirds. He picked up 17 points in 13 October games. From the Guelph Storm, Ryan Merkley, the first overall pick in the 2016 OHL Priority Selection, is the OHL Rookie of the Month, as he picked up 10 points in 10 games to start out his OHL career. And we talked about him earlier, Troy Timpano is the Vaughan OHL Goaltender of the Month, with an 8-0 record and a 1.88 goals against average to start out his time with the Erie Otters. Now shifting from on the ice to into the classroom, here are the October OHL Academic Players of the Month. In the East Division, it's Zach Gallant of the Peterborough Petes. In the Central Division, Jacob Ingham, goaltender from the Mississauga Steelheads. Nick Suzuki of the Owen Sound Attack takes the Midwest Division honor. And in the West Division, we go to Windsor, where Cole Perbu of the Spitfires picks up the OHL Academic Player of the Month award for October. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and the Regina Pats of the Western Hockey League move into the number one spot, with the top OHL club being the Erie Otters at number 5, Kitchener Rangers 7, London Knights 8, and the Windsor Spitfires coming in at the number 10 position. And don't forget, next week it's the CIBC Canada-Russia series. The OHL stops coming up next Thursday, November 10th in North Bay, and then Monday, November 14th in Hamilton. Team OHL taking on the Russian club, and there will be 4 OHL players suiting up for Team Russia as well. Nikita Korostalev from the Sarnia Sting, Mikhail Sergachev from the Windsor Spitfires, recently returned from the Montreal Canadiens, Dmitry Sokolov of the Sudbury Wolves, and Archer Tanulin of the Ottawa 67s. Well, that will do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.